Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone that's listening now or is going to be listening later. I really do appreciate you guys for listening. I think day before yesterday, I had did a podcast, it's a live show, but I did a podcast on what I was getting ready to do a workshop on. And so I'm going to do the workshop, but I said, I don't know how much to charge. So I decided to give it away for free. Why am I doing that? Because I really got a message from, I always call it heaven, the holy family, God, angels, and all the beings over there on the other side, Holy Spirit, and Joshua too as well, and all God's angels, really. So I had a dream about it, and we're going through so much challenge right now. I want to do this 3-day challenge for free. It'll be about an hour a day, maybe an hour and 15 minutes, and we're going to cover some wonderful things. Let me ask you a question, and I know the answer to this because I've lived it and continue to live it. Wouldn't it be great to manifest your soulmate, the perfect career, husband, wife, whatever you're looking to create or manifest, and wouldn't it be great to do that and know that you're making it happen? You're not like throwing a dart in the dark and trying to hit a bullseye. You know that you've got the right ingredients to make it happen. I told you guys this yesterday or day before yesterday. I know what it's like to manifest the man of your dreams, and I've done that, and I'm happy. And so here is something. And how did I do that? You know, I've always been able to see angels around people. But I believe in a supreme being, God, I think it's energy. God said, I want you to do this, and my angels are here, our angels, and they want to meet the soulmate, and they want to know how to attract that soulmate to them, and they want to know, some of you guys will want to have a career, and I've got a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful 3-day challenge that I'm going to do. I'm not sure about the date yet. I may do it next week. Hopefully I can get it done next week. I've already written it out. But a couple of things that you're going to learn is how to build your intuition so you can connect with the angels and God and get answers. Not 10 days from now. You get it right away. And you'll start having dreams about it. And you'll, you know, what you're going to do. And it's not about dreams, okay? Because let me tell you something. Your manifestation, a lot of times there's certain reasons why it's delayed or that you don't create it or you say, oh, screw it, I'm just going to forget about it. And I'm going to show you with God, you know, I'm working with God and the angels, and you can too. I'm going to show you how to do that. Because if I can get the soulmate and do what I love and love what I do with my business, my career, so can you, whatever you want to do. Some people want to be a baker. I'm working with somebody right now. She's opening her own Etsy store. And she wants to create T-shirts for children. And isn't that cool? Some people want to be a coach, and I teach that too as well. But what specifically I was told to do by God and the angels, and he knows, or the energy of God knows who you are, and says, and if you're hearing this message and you want to join my 3-day challenge, I promise you, you can do that. We'll have a good time with it. But as I said, you'll learn about intuition, how to connect, and know you're connected, and know you're getting answers. I mean that. Today, I went to bed last night thinking, do I need to do this for free? And I said, I'm going to put that out there. So last night I had a dream, and in the dream, the message was, yes, you do. And it was a better dream than that, but that was the message. And so this morning I woke up, and then I was like, oh, I need to go do this. And then I got a strong message with words. You need to put this on your blog talk, Angel Coaches, and you need to do it now. And so I'm here making doing a podcast, and I'm stumbling a little bit, so please forgive me because it's not rehearsed. None of my podcasts are rehearsed. They're very real. Probably need to be better about that, but that's another conversation for definitely another day. But I was told to put it out there to you, this 3-day challenge, It's about an hour, maybe an hour, 15 minutes a day, and I'll put a time out for you, and you'll be able to join in. I'm going to do it on Zoom, and have a good time with it, and you're going to get worksheets, you're going to get videos, you're going to get a lot of different things there. You'll get meditations that you can use when you leave me, okay, or when you leave the class or when you leave the challenge, and you're going to also get prayers, because sometimes praying is hard. I always say prayer is like asking and meditation is like listening to what God and the angels have to say to you. And you go, well, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in anything really. But you know what? That's okay too, because just show up. So you're going to get something out of this class, and maybe you find your version or how you feel about God of your understanding. I think this supreme being is wonderful. And maybe you have seen angels or would like to see angels. So you get to do both here. And then you can develop a wonderful relationship. So intuition, prayer and meditation, these are a couple of things. And why isn't your manifestations working, right? Have you ever had something you really like to create and it didn't work? I'm going to show you how to do that. Working with the seven archangels. I see seven. There's actually more. And what they do and how they can help you along with your higher power I call God. As I said, God and Jesus, I believe in Jesus and God, and they've been wonderful for me. So, and they'll be wonderful to you too. And you can live such an amazing, wonderful life with that. Wouldn't it be great to wake up in the morning and feel safe, feel empowered? I don't know if you've ever woke up and you were afraid of something. Maybe you didn't have enough money, more month than money. Maybe your sweetheart is left you, or maybe you're arguing. You feel like you're losing everything. Maybe the bill collectors are hounding you. Maybe you just don't know what you're here to do. I know that feeling. Boy, do I know that feeling. And maybe you have challenges with your children, with your family. We can talk about that, and you can learn how to use techniques, the strategies I'm going to show you, that you can create and manifest anything. I mean that. And my daughter and I have had some challenges. And, you know, we were on the phone last night at 3 a.m. she's in California. She's in school there. And I love her. She's amazing. She was telling me some things. And she said, you know, Mom, I really appreciate what you taught me how to treat myself. And you're going to learn that, how to be committed to yourself, right? It's like being in an airplane, and if the oxygen goes, you know, where we have to put the mask on, you have to put the mask on yourself first before you try to involve somebody else in your life or bring somebody else in your life or have children, right? Because you want them to love themselves first, because a relationship is only going to give you so much of that, and that's too much of a burden to put. You need to love me because I don't really love me, but I want you to love me. And a lot of people do that and don't even realize it. So I'm going to show you about that. You know, God is working with us all in this one, and the angels too, and how you can leave. And if you're having a bad day, how you can make it better. And if you're wanting the soulmate of your dreams, I'm going to show you how you can do that. I've done it, and I've helped other people. As I told you the other day, I'm going to cry on this one. I'm going to a wedding in September, and they came together, and I told them I had gotten a strong message with, as I said, I've been able to see angels around people since the age of three, and I get visions about situations too, and do a lot of sessions regarding that. That's another story for another day. But anyway, I am listening to a couple that called me, and I was like, oh my gosh. They said, we're getting married. And remember when you told us? I said, yeah. And, you know, God told me, I told them, and the angels told me, and, you know, so they're getting married in September. Isn't that cool? And then I have another couple. As I told you day before yesterday, I have another couple that got married in, they broke up. They were done. And it's like, I was like, wow. And, you know, God always works in mysterious ways, and so does his angels. So you never know what's going to happen. But the way things look sometimes are not how they are. So remember what I said. We'll work on your intuition so you can tap into God and the angels. You also can tap into what's going on in your life and get a different perspective. You're going to learn how to attract, manifest your soulmate, your career, whatever you want to do. And, you know how to have a better relationship with your family, your kids, your spouse, or whoever. You're also going to, why doesn't your manifestation work? And I promise you, when I teach you this technique, you're going to be blown away by it, all right? And they're, and how to work with all the seven archangels, okay? They're here to help us, so why not use them? I don't mean that in a rude way. And having fun. I mean, I've got the career of my dreams. I've got everything. And I'm just building on success, right? You have a strong base and you can build on that. I'm super excited about it, but I want to help everybody. I really do. So it's a free challenge. It's free. It's a three-day workshop. I'll show you how to, you know, set it up with Zoom. I'll get back with you guys tomorrow about the date. If you want to reach me or sign up for it or whatever, hit me up with a text, 954-636-9401. 954-636-9401. You can also, and it's better to text me. If you call me, just say, hi, Tree, this is, I'm calling about the Angel Coach, because I'm an Angel Coach, that's my organization, Angel Coaches Challenge. And what is it? Learning to manifesting with God and the angels, the life of your dreams, your bliss. I promise you, and we can get so detailed with that. It's amazing. And I gave you a few things I'm going to cover in it. There's more. There's always more. But prayer and meditation are key. You, with meditation and prayer too, and I'll give you some prayers that you can have for your own and meditation, and then you can create your own if you want. Anyway, so on that note, I'll tell you this. I have a client, I've been working with, she's amazing, and she says, you know what, I think, she goes, I'm happy, I realize that I love myself, and I'm, you know, and she got sick, actually, she's sick right now, not COVID, I got to be clear about that these days, but she says, I realize that I need to be treated better. I was like, wow. She goes, you know, you taught me about committing to myself and loving myself. And she said, I'm doing that now. And she said, I had a talk with her spouse. He's wonderful. They both are. But sometimes, you know, you got a few wrinkles. And so now they're working it out. Isn't that cool? So she can do it. We can all do it. Or, you know, sometimes you want to let go, and that's okay too. But you can let go and let God and just make sure that things are good for everybody concerned, especially your kids, right? If you have kids and you want to let go, that's no problem, because you deserve to be loved. You deserve to have the soulmate of your dreams. You deserve to have the career of your dreams, your business or whatever. You deserve to be happy, right? And one thing I learned is, how can I be more happy? If I have a grudge, and I, you know, my ex-husband, we've been divorced forever, but I realized I was holding on to some anger about him, and was able to let it go and see how much he really did when we were together. And that's a good feeling. So, you know, you're like, I don't care about that. I get it. Neither did I. But I went through a lot of changing this year myself, as we all have, I'm sure. Anyway, I would love you to do this three-day challenge with me. It is free, once again. So hit me up with a text, 954-636-9401. I was told or asked, God said, please do this. And so, you know what? And the angel said, we're going to help. We'll be there too. So I always look at the angels as arms of God. So anyway, I hope that's okay to say, and anyway, I love you guys. Thanks for those who are going to join me on this three-day challenge. It's free, once again, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye now.